irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning from Portland, Oregon to Montreal, Canada, Santiago, Chile to Compton, California. We are the Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to our listeners around the globe on this gorgeous Tuesday, January 26, 2016.
Where last week it was a miserable day, today it's beautiful. And I'll start off the show by saying Mark and I are both a little under the weather. You could probably hear in Mark's voice a little more than mine, so just bear with us today.
Yeah, what a gorgeous day, like you were saying. Last week was terrible. This week is great. I think we're going to be 75 today. Blue skies, sunny, Santa Ana winds. We take for granted this beautiful weather right here. You know what's going on back east, this snowstorm that's been knocking out these.
Like the blizzard.
How about that? I think they said this is the second biggest blizzard in history.
Is that right?
Blows away the blizzard of 88.
Didn't they give this one a name like they do hurricanes?
There's no names for blizzards. Blizzards don't have names.
Well, I heard this morning they had a name, and I never heard it before. I wonder if they just started this time around because
of
that.
No, there are no names for blizzards.
Well, I heard on the radio this morning.
Well, the great blizzard of 2016.
Yeah, well, they said this is the snowstorm bloppity blop, and I thought, wow, I've never heard that before. But that's what I heard on the radio, so I don't know.
Maybe never heard it.
Like you said, it's the biggest thing since the snow, the blizzard.
Blizzard of 88, and that's 1888.
Yeah, so hey, I don't know, but I heard it. But beautiful here. It's supposed to be 81 in SoCal on Thursday.
Oh,
how about that?
I love
81
it.
On Thursday, and then on 81 on Friday, and then on Sunday it drops to 55 degrees.
In rain, right? 55?
Yeah, 59. 59, so it drops 22 degrees in 2 days.
Let me look at my weather thing right now.
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah, but at least we've got great weather now. We take advantage of it. Love it. I know I do.
You know, I saw on Facebook the other day, I don't even know where it was back east, somebody filmed, I'm not sure, did you see this, how all these cars were crashing? It was like in a small town. They're going up this hill, not even a steep hill, just a low-level hill, and there's a bunch of cars parked on the street, but somebody's standing on the street with their camera filming as these cars are going up the hill, and all of a sudden, halfway up, they lose the traction, and they just drift down.
No, I didn't see that.
And they start smashing all these cars.
I saw another footage of a roundabout or a cul-de-sac, but it wasn't a hill or anything. And the cars were trying to get out. It's a freeway off-ramp, and they were trying to get back on the freeway, and they couldn't get on it because of all the snow. They kept flipping around. But that was probably something different than what you saw.
Yeah,
yeah, this is crazy. I mean, I'd hate driving in these type of conditions.
You know, I
give credit to those who can drive in those conditions. But again, these are people, I guess, are born.
Right, but I guess it depends on the car, too. Remember, we used to, years back, we rented a cabin up here in the snow and went a couple years in a row. Remember when we were up there in your car? The same thing happened.
Yeah.
There's no traction.
Yeah.
And it just started slipping.
Right.
And which was scary. That's why you need the chains, but for conditions like that. But when you see these cars on the freeway, none of them have chains.
Right.
So I guess they have the all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive or whatever. But
or they're experienced drivers. They know how to handle it.
Yeah.
But I'm glad the worst is over. You know as well as I do, my son is back east. He's at Harvard today visiting some friends. And he was at Duke in North Carolina first, and then they were flying out to Boston. Their flight was canceled a couple days ago. And they barely made it out of North Carolina yesterday and landed in Boston yesterday. So he, he stuck right in the middle of it. He's loving it because he hasn't been exposed to snow that much. So these kids, they love the snow. But Blake, if you're listening, more power to you and enjoy Harvard.
Yeah, no kidding. But yeah, I saw the videos he was sending me, them building snowmen, throwing snowballs and sledding. What a gas when you're used to, I'm looking out the window. Right now,
I'm ready to hit the beach.
Beautiful, ready to hit the beach.
Get my surfboard out from the garage and hit the waves.
Today is National Spouse Day.
Now, it's getting ridiculous. The other day was National Pie Day.
There's 365 days a year, so does that mean there's 365 national days?
Yeah, I mean, there was Pie Day was on
last week,
Sunday,
one day,
wasn't it? Friday?
Yeah.
I was enjoying my claim jumper coconut cream pie last night, which is absolutely fantastic.
$6.99?
Something like that, yeah. Anyhow, real cheap.
Before we get too deep in the show and all this, that, and the other, let's start the show like we normally do, wishing everybody happy birthday who's
I hope we got some good ones today.
Well, every day we have good ones. Every Tuesday we have good ones, don't we, Mark? Ellen DeGeneres.
Never liked her.
57. She looks good for 57, isn't she?
Yeah, she does. I mean, she looks incredible for 57. Football. Are you sure that's right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Huh. Football player.
I would have thought 47.
Football player, Manti Te'o. Went to Notre Dame. He's playing with San Diego Chargers. He's 24 today. YouTube star, Mark. YouTube star. Under 20. That's
his name. Under 20?
Under 20. Huh. He's 24 today.
Huh.
Kooky name, right?
Yeah.
Wayne Gretzky.
Speaking of Wayne Gretzky, I saw him at some reality show or something the other day, and he just looked weird.
Considered the best hockey player of all time.
Yeah, we met him at the Kentucky Derby.
And we've had a beer at his restaurant in Toronto. How old do you think he is?
47.
54.
Huh.
Eddie Van Halen from the band Van Halen, 60 today, celebrating 60 candles,
huh?
On the candle today. Christopher Massey.
Christopher Massey.
Name sound familiar?
Yeah.
He's the brother of Kyle Massey.
Oh, okay, that's it.
Okay,
yeah.
He's coming to a couple of our lounges.
Yeah, yeah.
What show was he on, though, on Disney? Do you remember?
I have no idea.
25 today.
25?
Paul Newman, if he would still be here with us today. He's been gone 11 years.
I'd say he'd be 97.
91.
Okay.
91. Basketball player, Vince Carter, 38 today.
Wait, did we meet him?
No.
No?
Did not meet him.
He didn't play on the Raptors?
Yeah, he did play with the Raptors.
Okay, I thought we met him.
Ollie White, YouTube
sensation.
Phenom, Ollie White, 20 years old today.
20.
And every
wow.
week,
what
Mark, more and more YouTubers, Viners, and bloggers are.
You know, speaking of Viners, you know, that's owned by Twitter.
List.
Twitter apparently is in turmoil. They're having all sorts of financial difficulties, and they lost about 5 of their executives over the weekend. So Twitter and Viners are in
financial
crisis.
Who else? Twitter owns Periscope, too. They own something else, too. But where's the disarray?
Twitter
owns
the Viners. Twitter owns the Viners
and
Periscope. And Facebook owns Instagram and, heck, who knows anymore, right?
Yeah, it seems like everybody's – we're very seldomly on Instagram. We spend more of our time on Facebook.
And the reason is, I think, is because when I use my – on my my backup phone, I've got an easy access to post.
Yep.
On the computer, I don't. I got to go sign in and everything. And I don't know. Have you ever done that on your laptop?
No.
Signed into Instagram?
No.
Because, see, I sign
into
LinkedIn, Facebook,
never.
And Twitter
yeah.
on my laptop all the time.
Yep.
But I never sign. I don't even know what the password is for Instagram.
Mm-mm.
Do you?
Mm-mm.
This is disappointing.
I'm on overdrive with these damn passwords. Anyhow, big shout out to Super Bowl bound Carolina Panthers and Denver Broncos. How about that, boy? How about that Panthers? Panthers. We'll get to Panthers. How about the Patriots game, Mark?
Wow.
If that kicker doesn't miss that after point, he hasn't missed an after point since 2006.
You're talking about for which team?
The Patriots.
After point. They went for the 2 points. And
at the end of the game. But had he made that point after, they had to do was go for a kick to end the game.
Oh, you mean the kick earlier?
Yeah, the kick earlier.
Okay.
He missed the after point.
All right.
First time
earlier
he did that.
In the game. Yeah.
First time he did that in 10 years.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And not to mention, earlier in the game, too, when they were close, they went for it 4th and 4. They could have went for the field goal. They passed on the field goal, went for it 4th and 4, didn't go for it, ended up getting the ball back. But if they would – so now everybody's saying don't blame the kicker, blame the coach, because the coach should have said, let's take the 3. Let's don't go for the 4.
Yeah. But, also, Tom Brady was not getting protected. I don't know how many times –
he has not gotten so beaten up in 10 years.
Yeah, not only beaten up, though, but you know, he had to make panic throws because the Broncos were right on top of him, even though he got sacked quite a few times. But even without getting sacked, he was under pressure because those guys came running in, and he wasn't getting covered, which I thought was really strange.
He hasn't got sacked.
It was almost like on the take.
He hasn't got sacked that many times in one game in five years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not even, again, like I said, not even not to get sacked. He had some crazy throws he had to because he had nobody, he was didn't have any protection.
As bad as they played, and I thought they played bad, and he got sacked so many times.
They only lost by a point, right?
About 2 points.
Two
I
points.
Mean, if they would have got that 2-point conversion, which is crazy. Now, the Panthers, on the other hand, I knew they were going to squash squash the St. Louis Cardinals.
They're not St. Louis.
That?
They're the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, right. So St. Louis.
See, this is why Blake
teams.
Says he needs to be our fact checker for things like that.
I know they're from Arizona. I just slipped out because I know that's where they originated, St. Louis. But so St. Louis loses two teams in 15 years. How about that? The Rams and the Cardinals.
Well,
but a big shout out to the Panthers. I got to say, I underestimated them. I didn't think they were going to get this far when they were playing as good as they were. Point spread started at 3.5. It's already up to 4.5.
Who's got the favorite?
Carolina. And
they only lost one game, right, this season?
Yeah. I can't even remember who they lost to.
They lost it to well, that's right. I don't know who they lost it to.
Because they beat the Seahawks in Seattle.
Wow.
Easy enough to look up.
Yep.
I guess Blake's not listening because if he was, he'd be...
Well, that's understandable. He's out there with the guys out there in Cambridge.
I get it. But anyhow, great pair of games this weekend. Looking forward to the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. And on another note, speaking of sports, how about the Cleveland Cavaliers firing David
Bryant? How about that?
He not only in the first year brought them to the finals, this year they have the best record in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, and I guess there's more to it than meets the eye. I think it's just because there's nobody liked him and there was no harmony in the locker room. Nobody agreed with him and nobody liked the way he coached. Sure, they were a winning team, which makes it that much more hard to believe what they did. But
that's never been done before.
Right.
No coach has ever been fired for this type of a record.
This time of the season, with that record, and like you said, you know, he's got nothing but kudos because of where they're at. But I guess there's just no harmony. You know, and the
going in different
manager.
Directions. So the Tyronn Lue, former Laker, is now coaching. He's another one that just like what's his name? That's Fisher and Jason Kidd. None of them had any coaching experience.
He just went straight from being a player to the coach, which I don't understand. I think you have to have.
It worked out very, very well for Jason Kidd, but not so well for Derek Fisher. But again, still blown away that was the. I guess sometimes you just got to figure out, let's end this now before it goes south. But.
They were winning, though.
They were winning the best record in the Eastern Conference.
The harmony wasn't there. There was no agreement. Yeah. But even with that lack of harmony and lack of support, they were still winning.
Yeah.
Which is, again, that's an odd move.
Yeah, which is crazy. So anyhow, good luck with the Cleveland Cavaliers. And Pro Bowl is this Saturday. And, again, Super Bowl 50, right up the 5 freeway from us, Mark, up there in Santa Clara.
Yeah.
5-hour drive from us.
Yeah.
Didn't we get invited
Yeah, you know, we did get involved.
What was that party we got invited to?
Yeah, I don't exactly know. It was the Asian guy, the lawyer, who we were at a couple of those parties. He gave me the business card, and he invited me. And
he was the Asian guy.
Yeah.
That,
and right off the bat, I said, thanks, but, you know, we won't be doing it because we're local and we're not going up there for anything. So, but anyhow, the invite is there. But the problem with that is even if you get invited to these parties up there, you know as well as I do anything within a 50-mile radius of that stadium, or even more, maybe a 100-mile radius, when it comes to lodging, food, transportation, they've tripled, quadrupled all the prices for any type. So you wouldn't be able to get a room for 100 miles.
100 miles, you think?
Yeah, I do. It's like the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
You know, years ago when just you and I went.
Yeah,
right. Remember, we were out.
Way out, right? How far out?
Well, I don't know.
It wasn't 100 miles. It was probably about 50.
Right. But that was not the Super Bowl, though. You know, there's a difference between, you know, there's more.
What if we had three events to go to?
Three?
Yeah.
But I don't know where we would stay. That's the problem. And everything's booked.
I heard
already
today that tickets are, a pair of tickets on the 50-yard line are going for $12,000.
What's the face value? Do we know that?
I think it's like $550.
$550 for the cheap seat.
Yeah.
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 Incredible. You know, the NFL, they have more money than anything.
Well, you know, because I guess, you know, unlike a World Series or.
There's only the one game.
Or, well,
NBA
it's
series.
A series of, you know, at least four games, possibly seven.
It's one
this
game.
This is only one game.
Yeah.
You know, the championship game, which I like, is played in your city, like Carolina played. You know, at home. So the fans, you know, they're staying at home. That's probably an expensive ticket, but not crazy. Just jumping back to the Patriots again. They haven't won a road playoff game since 2006.
Wow.
And the crazy thing about this is, Mark, the last game of the season, they played the Miami Dolphins. The coach held a lot of their players back, their first stringers. They lost to the Miami Dolphins. Had they won that game, Mark, in Miami, the playoff game against the Broncos would have been in Foxborough.
Wow. Do you think the game would have made a difference?
Do you think it would have made a difference?
I think so.
So do you think the coach did something wrong by not playing all his starters when they were in Miami and didn't give much thought about winning that game?
Yeah, he didn't give any thought about it. He
Isn't
should've.
That crazy?
He didn't. So.
Anyhow, Super Bowl is a week from Sunday, so it's 10 days away. Point spread has already gone up from 3.5 to 4.5. I think the Panthers win by at least 10. I think they're going to. And this is great because it's the number one defense against the number two defense. And
then it's
Peyton Manning considered, if he wins this game, one of the best. Well, he's already one of the best quarterbacks ever. And it's like.
He's the oldest, I think, right, to be in a Super Bowl now?
Yeah, he's 39. And hard to believe, but. Tom Brady is only a year younger than Peyton Manning, but he seems
really.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and you know,
I guess it's that early balding from Peyton
Manning.
Well,
he's busted up. He's had neck surgery twice and what have you. And he just looks
10 years older.
Yeah,
than Tom
I mean, they're saying that Tom Brady could play at least 5 more years.
Oh yeah.
So that's in his early 30s,
yeah.
40s. But anyhow, so it's the best that's ever played. One of the best, Peyton Manning, in the next guy, Cam Newton, the next guy. He's going to win the MVP.
What do you mean the next guy?
The next big quarterback.
Oh.
The next big guy. So it's like the changing of the guard. But anyhow, that's it for sports. That's it for sports.
Yeah.
What else you got going on over there, Mark?
Saw a couple movies this weekend. Oscar nominees.
Oh, yeah. What'd you see?
Spotlight.
How was it?
About the Catholic Church investigation.
Very serious.
I liked it a lot. It was a lot like All the President's Men. Had a great cast. I like movies with investigative journalism. You know, you've got the newspaper in there, and they're reviewing, or they're investigating conspiracies or cover-ups, that type of thing.
Uh-huh.
And it was definitely a well-made movie, and I think it won the
Michael Keaton, right?
Yeah, Michael Keaton, and what's that guy's name? That's on
Ruffalo.
Ray Donovan.
Ray Donovan.
Yeah, he's on there too, and Ruffalo, and the guy that's from what you might call it, Mad Men, the guy with the gray hair that played the owner of the agency. Just a great cast and
good movie.
Yeah, good movie.
So you liked
it. True story. Yeah, and then also saw Joy, which was this Jennifer Lawrence vehicle, which I've never been a big fan of hers, but it was a good movie.
What was it that she invented?
The mop, Miracle Mop.
The Miracle Mop.
It makes sense when you think of it, and I guess we just take this stuff for granted. I guess she invented it in like 79 or something. And in the old days, when you mopped the floor, you did any type of mopping, and you put the mop back in, you know, it was dripping wet. You don't strain it. You had to strain it with your hands. You had to squeeze
right.
the water out.
Oh, it's got that clamp on there.
Right.
You close
well,
it.
Well, it was sort of like that, but not the clamp thing. Everybody else has copied it since then. But she had the original patent on it where you just squeeze the water out, and it was a fresh, dry mop. And then after you got done mopping, you could take it off and throw it in the laundry and clean it fresh, and it'd have a fresh, clean mop every time you used it, as opposed to having a germ-infested, dirty mop every time. So a great idea.
How was it?
It was a good movie.
Most importantly, I've got to ask. So they're both Joy's. Let's see, she's nominated for an Oscar for her performance, and Spotlight is nominated as well. How were the previews? You know, they're almost
nothing good. Remembered. I don't remember anything that
nothing
I saw.
Good.
That way, there was nothing that was. I'd say, wow, I got to see that movie.
Wow.
Know? But these are two movies that are good movies, and I think I've pretty much seen most of the movies that are up for Oscars this week, in a couple of weeks. But the. It's weird because the Producers Guild, which just had their award show the other day, they awarded the best show to The Big Short. Then you had the Golden Globes. I think they gave it to The Revenant, right?
Yeah, right.
Then you have
Critics' Choice got the Critics' Choice of The Big Short.
So Critics' Choice of The Big Short too?
Wait.
Producers Guild was The Big Short a couple days ago on Sunday
yeah.
night, but Critics Choice picked Spotlight too.
Okay,
and then we got
Golden
SAG
Globe
this week.
Revenant.
Yeah, and then we got SAG on Saturday, which is unusual. Isn't SAG Awards always on Sunday?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, it's on Saturday though, which is kind of wacky. I don't like that because I think we're going to be at game night at your place, right?
So TiVo and watch it when you get home.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. The only thing is you just don't see it live, but I'll have it on.
But it was great going to the theaters because I haven't been to the movies, and I think since I saw Spectre. So it's been a while because the last few movies I saw, you know, Blake brought home the DVDs from the Oscars.
Right, that was
so
great.
We watched those at home. And so being in a theater was great again. The weird thing, after Spotlight ended, and I know you're familiar with it, but it is the abuse in the Catholic Church in Boston. It started in the 80s, and then it just went rampant. But this woman that was sitting next to us, after it ended, the credits rolled, and they said, you know, how many churches have been affected, how many kids have been affected, and it went into the thousands and thousands and thousands. I guess the woman sitting next to us was affected by this whole thing. She knew somebody who was affected by it or something, because she just started bawling like a baby after the movie ended, because they were showing like 1,000 kids per parish have been affected. And
so she just started crying, huh?
Well, yeah, bawling like a baby. Yeah. You know, so you feel bad for that.
Yeah, well, that being said, out of the movies, you've seen several of the – I've seen several, but I think now you've seen more than me. What are you thinking as far as the best pictures?
Well, I did enjoy Spotlight a lot. I did enjoy Revenant a lot. I did enjoy The Big Short a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
So
hard to say.
Hard to say. I think it's really anybody's pick because, again – one award show went to this movie, one went to that movie, one went to the other one. So it's across the board. So, you know, it's hard to say. I liked there's many I like, but no one more than the other.
Yep.
You know?
I guess.
They're all different in their own way. I mean, if you don't understand the mortgage banking industry like I did, as being in the industry for 20 years, a lot of people are very confused with The Big Short. And as a matter of fact, even Bill Buckley was saying on the KTLA the other day, or Frank Buckley, and somebody else was just saying, you know, I kind of liked the movie, but I didn't understand a thing that was going on in it. Which is true. It's hard to follow in itself.
Yeah.
And then you throw all this, the other shenanigans.
Well, let me ask you this too, Mark. Seeing you said that on a different note, a different movie, you've watched Billions, right?
Yeah.
I like the show a lot.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. Did you see the second episode the other night?
I got 10 minutes to go to finish it off.
A lot of names in there, though.
Yes. I was thinking the same thing.
You know,
thing.
And the way they're talking about, you know, buying and selling, it's more than just buying and selling and you know,
it's very complicated in layman's term for the layman person out there.
I mean, you really gotta pay attention to all, not just the names, but the whole format and what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how about, what's his name, Axel? Last week he's buying that 85, I know he's a billionaire, but last week he's buying an $85 million house, and then the other day he spends a, oh wait, you didn't see
I did
but,
see it,
but he's spending $100 million to put his
125
yeah,
because he wants to rename the library.
But the last 5 minutes of it, Mark, the other day is the best.
Oh,
so you're going to really be in store for a treat the last 5 minutes.
Who is this guy that plays Axe? He looks familiar, but
yeah, he's on Homeland. That's the guy I was telling you about. He's the guy that's been nominated for Emmys before too. But and I love at the start, Mark, with the credits, they do the same thing they did with the Towering Inferno.
The credits for what?
Billions. What's his name? Who's the star of the show?
Giamatti.
His name is down here, comes first down here, but Damien, he's up here. They're on the same the same page. You know, one is lower, but he's first. The other one is second, but he's higher. Did you just get something from Miguel Nunez?
Yeah, who's this?
Yeah. Oh, you know who he is. What is he asking for?
He says he's down for the Oscars.
Yeah. We'll talk later. But,
I don't have no idea who that is.
Yeah, you will. But
and then Nico, we got some from Nico too.
Oh, okay.
Long one.
It's a long one. You want to read that now?
No.
Put that. Okay. Anyhow, so Billions, I love the show. X-Files. I was never a big X-Files fan ever.
I've never watched it. A couple episodes.
It returned on Sunday. They're coming back for 6 episodes.
Why not?
Yep. I TiVo'd it. Why not? Without the commercials, you could see the whole thing in about 38 minutes. Watched on Sunday night. Absolutely loved it. I'm really intrigued. Drew me into it. So I TiVo'd it again last night. Looking forward to checking it out. What I did not see, which started over a week ago, was The Housewives of the Potomac.
Oh, that's right. I got a TiVo of that. Hey, something else started on Bravo, too. It was The Potomac, and they had another new show, didn't they? Bravo?
Not that I know of.
Huh.
I know a couple weeks ago, a month ago, they started that Working Out in New York.
Oh, okay. That might have been it.
Yeah. That was a month ago.
Okay.
Another crapper. But The Potomac.
Did you watch it at all?
No. Well, I didn't TiVo it. The repeat comes on a Wednesday. Tomorrow.
When is that? When does it air live? Or regular?
Sunday.
Sundays.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Wednesday, I'm TiVoing the first week and the second week.
Okay,
so,
I have to do that too.
But they did this with DC, and it's they did it already with DC.
Yeah, they just changed. So it's in DC, but they're just calling it the Potomac now instead of
and
DC.
And that's the only
difference.
And the women, but in this time around, they're all African American.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, but the first time. It's the only one that only lasted a season out of all the Housewives shows.
How long did Miami last?
At least 3.
Okay.
Yeah, at least 3. Which, by the way, our friend Patricia should have been on that show.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Patricia, if you're listening, you look fantastic.
Hey, that's what you said to her the other day.
Did you see her at the Madonna concert?
Yeah. Wearing her usual style. It's just like
we've been dabbling with getting involved with charity for a few years now. We've been associated with Rally for Kids with Cancer up there in Toronto and then the Chris Everett charities down there in Florida. Well, we recently came across a new charity that the Harris Brothers are going to be associated with. And as a matter of fact, we're going to have one of their speakers in here as a guest on our show next week. It's the Dream Builders Project. Now, this is something I had never heard of before. I don't know if you've heard of it before. But the Dream Builders Project, Matt, is an action-based charity for charities.
I have not, by the way.
It's founded in Los Angeles, California, in 2013. The DBP, which is what their initials are, it's rather than saying the Dream Builders Project, it's the DBP. They aid various campaigns and believes it's every individual's right to have food to eat, clothing to wear, and access to education and medical services and protection from manipulation, abuse, and slavery. The DBP's mission is to help people affected by humanity's key social issues. The DBP directly provides funding, food, supplies, events, and services. So this is a great event. We're just becoming associated with it now for the first time. We're going to be attending it's the Brighter Future for Our Children's Celebrity Charity Gala and Poker Tournament in February. It's Thursday, March 3rd. Tickets are still available. So go to the dreambuildersproject.com for more information. Again, listen to our show next Tuesday here on this radio network and latalkradio.com channel 2, The Tastemakers. We're going to have one of their lead individuals responsible for this charity right here in this chair, Matt, talking with us next Tuesday.
Right, so, there? How many people? One or two?
Just one.
Okay.
Just having one. So it's a great event. They're having the Celebrity Charity Gala and Poker Tournament March 3rd. So we're going to be attending that thing. So we're about 5 or 6 weeks from this Thursday. So it's a great event, and I hope people listen in next Tuesday so we can get the full story on this great cause.
Great. All right. Charity, and every year annually we're involved with the Chris Everett. However, years back, for I think 5 or 6 years, we were involved with Rally for Kids, Sick Kids. And that was a great charity that we were involved in. Wish we were still involved with that again. We should probably reach out again. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question that we like to be involved. And again, we're always reaching out to different charities and seeing what we can do to help the less fortunate than we are, Matt.
Yeah. Lunch last week at Villa Blanco. It's a celebrity scene, usually owned by Vanderpump, Lisa Vanderpump, one of your personal favorites from Housewives of Beverly Hills.
And Ken, what's Ken's last name?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
but anyhow,
Ken is the husband of Lisa.
We love
Vanderpump.
Even though Mark is not a big fan of the Vanderpumps or Ken, I don't really have anything against either one of them. But they have a great restaurant in Beverly Hills called the Villa Blanco. One of the things I like about it is you get to eat outside. You know, they have outside. You can eat right on the curb, and great food.
We always get the same thing.
Yeah,
and I don't even know what it is off the top of my head.
It's rustic Bolognese.
It is fantastic.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah. I'd recommend anybody that's going there.
The chef is your buddy, your daughter's.
Yeah, the chef.
Tito.
Tito, yes. His wife works with my daughter. But, always in the kitchen, great guy, invited us as guests a couple months back. But not last week. We were there just with a friend. And as we were dining outside, al fresco, beautiful. It was a nice day last
Beverly Monday. Hills, beautiful day.
Here comes a brand new Bentley. No license plates on it yet. Brand new. And Ken, Vanderpump's husband, Ken, is behind the wheel.
How many times do these guys get new Bentleys? They're always driving another new Bentley.
Yeah. I don't. They're the same. The model is the same, whether it's 2008 or 2016.
So I assume they're just leasing, and every 2 years they just get a new one.
Yeah. How about Jane, the young woman that we were having lunch with? Started taking the pictures.
Oh, yeah.
That was a pretty good picture.
It was a good picture.
I posted it.
But I guess she must be a fan of Ken's, right?
I just deleted it just before we got to the show, by the way.
She seemed really into it.
Yeah. And, you know, usually we like to meet the people. You had no interest of even walking.
No. I don't like him. Don't like him. I don't like her. He seems arrogant, uppity, and above everybody else.
Wow.
And I just don't deal with that.
Did you watch the show last night?
Oh, was it last night?
Or is it on Tuesday?
I thought it was Tuesday. I don't know. I might be wrong. I might be wrong.
Yeah.
Getting a selfie there, huh?
Yeah, you in there?
Well, can you see me there?
Yeah.
Okay, do it. Yeah. All right, good. Yeah, I thought it was Tuesdays, but I'm probably wrong.
Maybe you are right.
Did you see War and Peace last night?
No, it started at 9. I was watching a bunch of other stuff, so I'll watch it tonight. I'll zip right through it.
Yeah. Well, you can't zip right through it. You got to watch the show.
Are there commercials?
Yeah, they're commercials.
Oh, I'll zip right through the commercials.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I like that You know, in the original movie, Henry Fonda played the role of Paul Dano.
Is that right? How do you know that? Well, you just remember
I
that?
Saw it. Yeah, I just remembered it. Excuse me.
Yeah. Interesting. No kidding. So you remember that?
Yeah. Huh. And Audrey Hepburn was the girl.
Was the original? 67?
56.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. And then the Russians made the remake in the 60s. Which was in the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest time as being the longest movie ever made.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, the War and Peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so. Interesting. Hey, how do you like my neckerchief thing here?
Well, you've had that before.
Yeah, very 60s. Got to get the ascot going. You know,
Alistair Digby.
Yeah, Alistair Digby.
As a matter of fact, I was thinking about wearing the ascot today.
Yeah, well, I was going to wear that until I saw this, and not to mention we're friends on Facebook with that gentleman in Toronto who's got the
Sans Facon. Who's provided us Facon. Facon or
yeah.
Facon?
Hopefully, we get some kind of partnership going with him because his stuff is fantastic. Alistair Digby. Twice you've met Digby.
It was a great outfit.
Right,
the other day,
but Mark, twice he's had the ascot on, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, we saw him at the New Year's Eve party,
and so he's had the ascot on.
So I guess that's his signature.
That might be his signature, which, by the way, he wants to get introduced to the pageant world. Excuse me. He wants to become a
judge.
A judge like us.
Speaking about judges, last year you and I had the pleasure of attending the first annual Los Angeles Cookie Convention in Pasadena. And yeah. I don't know if you remember, the place was just packed, and there was a line of people down the street to get into this place.
It was crazy.
We attended as VIPs just to attend.
It's nice to be a VIP, Mark.
This year, we have been invited to judge cookies. So our experience as quasi-celebrities and beauty pageant judges have now got us into the L.A. Cookie Convention, second annual cookie convention, which is taking place at the L.A. Convention Center this year. This is how huge the thing is now.
After 1 year.
Yeah, it's huge. So we are there a week from Saturday judging cookies. They're going to have milk.
So it's going to be cookies, only cookies, not cookies. It's just cookies.
I believe it is.
Well, there's the cookie convention, right? Or is it a dessert convention?
It's the cookie convention. It's the LACookieCon.com. So who knows? You might be judging.
This is a week from Saturday?
Yeah. 1 o'clock is our judging duties.
Do you know how many other people we're judging with?
I have no idea.
Did you get us a gig or did they reach out to us or how did that work out?
Everybody always reaches out to us, pal. You should know that, right?
Yeah.
So it's a great pleasure to be associated with the LA Cookie Con.
Yeah,
tickets are available at LACookieCon.com.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, so am I.
I really enjoyed last year. It was really fun. I can't believe a year has gone by. But this is something I think we've been kind of wanting. We always like to dip our toes into different areas and different arenas.
We're very versatile.
Industries
very eclectic.
And this might be like how we originally got started with judging the pageants, how we slowly had to work our way into it.
Yep.
So this is...
This is something that's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Hey, how about that party we were at last week? You want to talk about that?
Oh, yeah. First, I just got a text from your brother. I'm sorry, your son. He wants to give him a shout out. Do you want to go right ahead with that? I'm going to.
I don't know. I didn't get a text.
A big shout out to my nephew, Mark's son, Blake. We kind of mentioned him earlier in the show. I'm not sure if he's listening, but I just got a text from him saying give him a big shout out. He's an avid fan, a listener every Tuesday. He's in Boston right now, like Mark said earlier, hanging out at Harvard. He's got a buddy that goes there, and he was just in Chapel Hill for not Chapel Hill. I'm sorry, Durham for to visit Duke.
Durham? No, it was Raleigh.
Raleigh. Well,
is it in Durham?
Yeah.
Huh.
Anyhow, so
yeah,
big shout out,
big
shout out
to
Blake, and we're listening as we speak. Wow, fantastic! Right on, buddy. Hope didn't get any pictures from you today. I got one from your brother, your pops yesterday from the Harvard
dining hall. Looks great.
So hope you guys have a good day today. Weather looks like
last
it's cold,
full day. He comes back tomorrow.
Oh, it comes back tomorrow. Midnight.
Yeah, I'm picking him up at midnight.
Hey, this is fantastic that Blake is on holiday out there hanging out with his buddies. Who knows what they're doing right now? But they're popping in our show, listening to the show
from
Boston.
2:30 East Coast time. He's in Cambridge, Massachusetts. I think it's still cold. Probably 20 degrees there, and he's enjoying the snow.
Well, Blake, I know you're having a fantastic time. We miss you out here, and we're going to see you on Saturday for game night.
He's probably
might be working Saturday. Well, Blake, I know you could get out of work if you can. Maybe try to get in.
Well, he's had a week off, so he needs to be in.
Anyhow, game night on family game night on Saturday, but have a safe trip back, and Mark, safe trip to
the
airport
tomorrow. Keep me posted.
Right on. All right. So last Thursday, we went to a
Prestige Worldwide.
It was a gala charity event.
It raised money for the Jewish Federation Fund, something like that. It sounds made up. Many
partners, but I guess the main sponsor was Prestige Air, private jet company, and Suwon Fashion. We were on the guest list as VIPs, which is always nice to be welcomed in as a VIP.
It would have been nicer had we had been on the list.
Yeah,
they couldn't find our name.
Our name was not on the list, but because we knew somebody that was there, said,
she came right up, Diane, and just said, hey, these are the Harris brothers. Yeah. Don't worry about it. I'll vouch for them.
Yeah, which was great. So then we went straight to the red carpet, straight for interviews and photographs, which is...
There he is.
There he is. Fantastic event. Again, this was like... We've talked about attending Suwon parties in the past, which are fantastic events, eclectic mix of people, and I always consider it to be a like an Andy Warhol factory party from the 60s, where there's all kind of people from all areas, all different industries.
A mishmash, an eclectic mix. I mean, we're on the red carpet with not Miss California, but Miss California United States.
Yeah. And through this, there was different things that were going on. There was the private gala dinner where we were invited to. That was $500 a ticket.
To raise money for the Jewish Federation.
So that was going on.
Made up.
Then they had a...
A silent auction going on.
Then they had a Suwon fat at different parts throughout the evening.
It was like the Winchester Mystery House.
Yeah,
she went from one room to the other.
The venue was the 94th Aero Squadron, which is a pretty good restaurant, fantastic brunch, and it aligns itself next to the Van Nuys Airport. And across the tarmac was Prestige Air. So this was an event where you got to view some exotic cars, Ferraris, Lamborghinis, and also got to tour the jets that they were promoting for people.
Hey, some big ones were coming out. Right there. I mean, we were literally outside, and we were, about 50 feet from the runway?
Yeah.
And these jets, one of them was a G5.
G5.
Because I remember the old
G5,
geezer, you know, that. What was that old geezer's name? That
we never know what his name is. That's a $20 million plane.
No, it's 20. I thought it was 30. But anyhow, it was a G5 going down there. How he knew it was a G5 blows me away.
So they had the gala dinner going on, had the silent auction going on, had this fashion show, a large fashion show going on.
Yeah.
Plus they had, for people who weren't taking part in the gala dinner, they had, I guess those were appetizers, what they had.
Right, help yourself to the appetizers.
And then they had tequila sampling. They had wine sampling. It was a cool event.
A lot of people were there.
One of the members of the band, the Scorpions. If you remember the Scorpions from the 80s, I love the Scorpions. But he's no longer with the band. But he comes in. How about that, Mark? He comes in. We're having our dinner.
The actual dinner where you're paying the $500 to get into was a small room. Mm-hmm. All the tables were already full. Everybody was eating. So we got there later. So we couldn't sit down for the
dinner. We didn't want to. There was
dinner.
Open seats.
It was too tight.
It was too tight.
But so about 2 hours later, the maitre d' at the entrance of the restaurant just said, have you guys eaten yet? We said no, and she says, let me get you guys a table over here and get your food. So
we were like in another room that was almost
private
empty.
Room.
Private room. But then the people just started gravitating to us.
Yeah, the party came to us.
Yeah, it was.
As the food kept
John
coming
Carapaldi,
to us.
John
the
Carapaldi.
The soup came, and then the wine came.
But it was
the
John
bread
Carapaldi
came.
That came, and then it was he invited
his lover,
these,
Burton.
Then he invited these three...
His fiancée, Burton.
Yeah, and then these three women came that wanted us to pay for their dinner.
Yeah, and then she looked at me and she says, are you paying for this? I says, no, I'm not paying for this. I don't know you from the man on the moon. She just comes walking up there and expects me to pay.
And
I'm not paying for mine. Why would I pay for hers?
It's 10 o'clock and we're eating, and here comes the guy from the Scorpions wearing that stupid little hat, and he's like, where's the party? And the party's going on throughout. But at the same time, this is at a restaurant. People are still
no organization.
People are still in the dining room eating in the dining room.
People that aren't participating to the affair.
Yeah.
They're just there for dinner.
Photographers were all over snapping us left and right, and we don't know where these pictures go. We go to so many events. There's tons of photographers. We don't know where these pictures go.
Yeah. We reacquainted ourselves with Prince... Not the other prince, the other one, the
Ferdinand
new prince. Ferdinand von...
Let's see, he tweeted...
He's probably listening right now. Stepson of Zsa Zsa Gabor. And his father is Prince... I don't know, another prince who's been married to Zsa Zsa Gabor for like 30 years. It's amazing that Zsa Zsa Gabor is still kicking. She's got to be like 95, 98.
Ferdinand Prince von Anhalt.
Who is now with Sotheby's. Which is...
International Realtor.
Right. It's always good to see him, and he's going to be coming to our Oscar event, which is just a short 4 weeks away. Boy, that's going to be here in no time, right?
Yeah.
That's our next upcoming event, so...
Yeah.
We always look forward to seeing the prince, either that prince or the other
prince. I'm
going
to say his name again, Mark. I like it.
Okay.
It's, his prince is in his name, and it's P-R-I-N-Z.
Right.
It's Ferdinand Prince von Anhalt. So does that get preceded with prince? Is it Prince Ferdinand Prince von...
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question. I don't know. But Van Aanholt is because that's his father's Van Aanholt.
Snappy dresser, and we've seen him at a couple events, always with a beautiful woman. But I guess if you're a prince.
Well, he was on the Millionaire Matchmaker.
That's right.
Yeah.
He sure was. Did he? You asked him something about that, didn't you?
Well, now he's pitching another show, or he sold it. I guess it's a European version of Millionaire Matchmaker, or they're matching royalty or something. But he's associated with this thing. You know?
So he's pitching it?
Either he's pitching it or he's on it, but he mentioned it briefly, and I didn't get all the facts.
Yeah.
You know how these things go. You jump from one subject to another, one person from another. You meet people. You try to create some synergy.
It's just like from one pageant to another. Last week we were in New York doing a huge pageant, Miss New York USA. We recently got invited to do a smaller pageant, a local pageant here in Southern California, Miss Santa Monica USA, correct?
Right. We've done that 2 years.
And the good thing about this, it's a smaller one, but we love the pageantry. And this is local. We don't have to go out of town, take three or
it's
four
at the
days.
Lowe's Beach
it's
Hotel.
A thing. And it's taking place, like you said, at the Lowe's. And the last 2 years, it was a great day. It was beautiful. So
this is the third year in a row.
Third year in a row.
Wow.
Yeah. Is it Santa Monica, Malibu, or is it just Santa Monica?
No, it's just Santa Monica. So, just the one.
So looking forward to that. I like the opportunities.
It's like in 4 weeks or 3 weeks or something like that.
I like the opportunities that come across all the time. This just happened about a couple of days ago. We were invited. And then last week we were just invited to judge the cookie convention.
That's cool. It's different, you know.
Yeah. It's
this charity event that we're going to be participating in. And I believe, if I believe this is how it's going to go, they want us to be like brand ambassadors, you know, like Audrey Hepburn was for UNICEF.
Speaking of brand ambassadors, Mark, I'd like to be a brand ambassador of the Ascot from our
Facebook
friend.
Well, I think we've already entertained that. We've had discussion with it, but it's not going anywhere.
Okay. Okay, so back to the brand ambassadors for the charity.
Yeah. We're like an Audrey Hepburn for UNICEF. We'll be attending events and promoting them by way of our radio show, by way of our social media, by way of press releases, by way of our gifting suites. You know, we try to bring the awareness to this great cause, and this is something that we've been wanting to get involved with more detail than we have in the past. Like I said, with Riley for Kids with Cancer and with Chris Everett down there in South Beach.
Right on, guys. Hey, just want to change the subject real quick, Mark. Blake just sent me a video clip of him and his buddies just having lunch in the Harvard lunch hall or whatever. Nobody else is there. I guess everybody else is in class, but
It's 2:30. Blake and
Blake and his buddies are just like holding court, probably listening on his phone. Hopefully, you guys could recruit some other listeners out there from the Cambridge area there and the Harvard crowd, and get them tune in, make them listeners. Right,
right.
What's for lunch over there, guys? What you eating?
Yeah.
And who are you with, Mark? Check out this picture. You know these guys. This is Tommy, and who's the guy with the glasses?
Aiden probably.
Aiden,
he's the one that goes to Harvard. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. There's Tommy and and Aiden.
If it's just three of them, it's Aiden because
fantastic. It looks like a good time. I'm sure they're having a blast.
Yeah, of course.
Beautiful weather here, guys. Beautiful weather. And
we got 75 and sunny out there.
And
right
when you
now,
get back here, Blake, you're getting back tomorrow night. Friday, it's going to be 81.
Yeah. So
how's that cold doing?
Oh, terrible. Just terrible. All right. So we got. Let me see. So we talked about prestige. We talked about our charity. We talked about the cookie convention. We got our Oscar event coming up in 4 weeks.
Yeah, we do. And we just got a request from somebody to come. We'll have to assess that later. But, it's taking place in Beverly Hills like it usually does. Our annual event, our biggest event of the year. Hopefully you can get on the list. If not, submit yourself and we'll see what we can do.
We'll review and see if you fit the requirements of a guest.
The criteria.
Yes.
But the question is, Mark, how is the weather going to be on that day? Well, the last 2 years on our day.
We got to hope. The last 2 years has been awful, and it rained. So we have to hope. We have to pray that it's not going to be the case.
I mean,
this
what
time.
Are the. There's, let me knock on wood. There's no way we could have that 3 years in a row. What was worse, Mark, last year or the year before?
Year before.
Oh, yeah. Cause, yeah.
Yeah, year before was just. Catastrophic.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just doesn't get any worse than that.
So we're less than a month away. And then where are we with getting invited to that Oscar champagne?
Piper Heidsieck?
Yeah.
Well, I reached out to them and I even said, you know, we'd love to be your brand ambassadors here. We'll assist and help out promoting the brand. We'll have them on our radio show here.
We crashed that event last year, didn't we?
Well, I guess you could say crash, but crashing is different when we promote, and we did promote. So
right.
It was some good good champagne, but my favorite is still Vie de Clou, right? Which happens to be, and they're having something at Sundance. Did you see that posting?
I did, that Christopher Ryan posted.
Yeah, Vie de Clou. I think it's pronounced that way, right? Vie de Clou?
We never know how to pronounce it. $43 at
Wow, that's pretty good.
At Costco.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Like 60, isn't like 67?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So you almost get like two bottles for the price of one. We got a bottle in the refrigerator.
Oh, yeah?
Sitting in there, yeah. Yeah, so, but when's a good time to, that's like a celebratory thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, just I've got that $100 bottle of wine that Bob brought back from Tuscany when he was in Italy. It's a beautiful bottle. I'm saving it for a special occasion as well.
Yeah, you won't know the difference, though. You know,
I got that $70 bottle of wine from Lilly.
Yeah.
Oh, without question. Without question. So yeah. I would think so.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know you don't, but I do.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm what they call a wine connoisseur.
I've been wine tasting all over the place, pal. I know all about it.
Well, good.
About
good. It, but yet you don't know the difference between a $100 bottle of wine, which is
not unless you are a sommelier. You are
I'm not talking about a $1,000 bottle of wine, Holmes.
No. You don't by the way, that email that we got from the guy was a sommelier. The
why would we want
guy.
That? Excuse me.
Why would we want what? An email from the Somali? He's evidently the contact there at the Champagne Piper Heroic. Or
oh,
whatever.
He's the guy?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, great then.
Yeah.
Great. So it looks like we're on then.
Well, no, he never.
We just got the email from a couple minutes ago.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, and you said you'll handle it. So.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Good to know. Mm. Yeah. Mm. I never heard. I didn't see this guy's name
yesterday.
On any of the emails before. But
yesterday,
Miguel Nunez doesn't seem like he'd be associated with Piper Hyjak. I'll tell you.
Oh,
that
he's not. He's an actor.
Oh, I thought you said he was a sommelier.
No, I said the Piper. The email we got from the Piper guy was a sommelier.
Hmm. Okay, well, this guy's not coming. I'll tell you that much. I don't know who he is, so he's not coming.
Well, hopefully, yeah. I mean, I know who he is, and. And he's been to our events before, and he is always inebriated.
What's his
an actor.
Resume?
Well, I don't – just like probably 70% of the people that come to our events, you know. But
did you send him something recently?
No.
So this just came out of the blue?
Yeah, but I posted something on Facebook this morning just basically saying, you know, we're a month away from our event. Did you make the list?
What does he mean, make sure I'm down for it?
Yeah.
The only ones that would make sure you're down for it are regulars that come in, like Kevin Sorbo, Deirdre Hall, Lou Ferrigno, Gary Busey, these regulars that come. We get an email from them saying, make sure I'm down for the suite.
Yeah.
Those kind of people I understand, but this guy I don't know from the man on the moon.
You saw we got some from Joseph Stevens this morning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got no problem with him.
Well, did you see that beautiful sizzle reel he did for us?
Yeah. Plus,
well,
he's the one that introduced us to Tina.
So, I mean, I've got no problem with somebody. You got a gift to get.
Yeah.
You can't just keep getting. Gimme.
I agree. And the thing is with Joseph Stevens, he's one that doesn't ask. He provides and, you know, he introduces people. He gets us connected and he does things. And I love when people just do that. You know, what I can't stand is when people just want.
Gimme. Yeah, they're not going to give you anything in return.
Yeah. And, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, Mark, we allow so many people to come to our events. We have great relations and connections with so many people. We need to start asking for little favors on occasion.
Absolutely.
Deb DeBerg told us that once before.
Yeah.
She said, you guys have a lot of people that you invite, and they owe you favors.
You got to get something from them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whether it be a simple tweet or a Facebook posting that they, you know, goes out to their 800,000 or 100,000 followers or whatever, we need a little something from everybody.
We never ask anything from anybody. But
no, we don't. No. And that's something we have to start asking for. Yeah. We have to start getting something from these people.
Yeah.
You know, what we do is promotion. We are promoters here in Hollywood. And speaking of which, we should have mentioned on that new crap show that came on E! The Hollywood...
The Hollywood Medium.
The Medium. How some of this stuff gets on TV.
Well, he looks legit, Mark.
He looks like Macaulay Culkin.
He looks legit.
But, you know, like you said, Matt, the party scene looked made up.
Yeah.
So the rest of that stuff could be made up,
well, it's just like the... what's his name? The Kardashians... But he had that show that was on.
Oh, right. That was all
Jonathan,
made up.
Jonathan
Siobhan.
Yeah.
By the way, is their website still out there? Do you know?
I don't think so.
But
you know what,
PR?
Mark? Last week on the episode of Kardashians, remember Jonathan Huck? That was his partner in the show, remember?
Oh, yeah.
He was in an episode of the Kardashians. He was like in the background.
Huh.
You know,
hey, speaking of which, just to get off the subject real quick, who's that stylist guy that's on E! Now? He has his office over there at the corner of Vine and... excuse me, Sunset. He does the that E! Show that Joan Rivers used to be on. He used to have his own show.
Yeah. I know who you're talking
about. I guess he's an actor now. He was on Grandfather the other night.
Was he playing himself?
No, he was playing an agent.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, you know how that goes.
Yeah. Once you get in, just like that fat guy that's on E!
Ross.
Right. He's everywhere now.
Yeah.
I mean, he's everywhere.
He was an intern. That's how
right.
he started.
But
yeah.
he's everywhere now. You know, yeah. he's in that celebrity game night thing. And I've seen him on a couple other
And he was on the Medium the other
right,
day.
Right, exactly. So he's everywhere. But if you didn't watch E, how would you even know who this guy is?
Yeah. Didn't he have a show too? A short-lived one?
I don't know. But how about this? Most of those people that were on E had some association with E, right?
And did you see the upcoming season?
Yeah. The previews?
There was a lot of people that I didn't even know.
Mm. Yeah, because you're going to run out quick. I mean, a lot of people that want this psyche coming into their lives, because you're opening up your life, a lot of personal things that you don't want revealed unless you're hard up to get
I
your
was
show.
Surprised with John Sally. He was all about business, and he was the meeting was talking about the business, and then he went into Moses Malone talking about how he passed, yeah. but his main direction was about business. Where am I going to go?
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, we've come to that time in our show where we're winding down.
Yep.
We're just about done. So, again, I always have to say, if you need your daily dose of the Harris Brothers, go to www.firstrun.tv. It's the Harris Brothers' fabulous world of wow. We've got about 4 episodes in the can, ready to watch 24/7, 365 from your laptop, desktop, Android, iPad, iPhone, anywhere you want, anytime. There you go. We're always looking for more friends on Facebook. Facebook.com/WoW Creations. Send us a friend request. If you're legit, you're going to be one of our friends. Twitter. Even though Twitter's up in the can, I mean, it's pretty much history with Twitter, right? I mean,
hey, we're the fastest hour in entertainment, Mark.
Yeah. But anyhow, go to WoW Hollywood or Twitter.com/WoW Hollywood. Go to MySpace. Go to Flickr. Go to Instagram. Watch us. Eventually, we'll be back on Storage Wars on the A&E Network.
Hiatus.
So, and then you'll see us here next Tuesday at 11 a.m.
Well, you won't see us here next Tuesday, Mark. You'll hear us here next Tuesday.
Oh, right. LA Talk Radio.
Oh, big shout-out to Ed Fernandez, too. I forgot to mention him. He was one of our judges, a fellow judges in New York last week.
Ed Hopall as well. You're a sharp dresser, man. Looking
yeah,
forward to seeing you
dresser,
again.
Sharp dresser, brother, and hope you're staying warm out there.
Until Sorry next time, adios.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Yeah, it just said he'll be listening if you get a shout out.